shaking what you got. Treat niggas by the hoes, a drink to keep them cool. And I'm gonna be with them niggas drinking yak, acting a fool full of hate. Fuck security, cause we don't give a fuck. At the bar, drinking shots, looking at them hoes shut. Up and down, side to side, for a nigga like a foe. Young hoes at the club, ready to pack that shit and go. Don't trip, baby, after the club, you can jump off in my whip, baby. And let a nigga get a sample of them lips, baby. And we gon' keep it on the hush,
yeah.
Keep me on the hip, but don't be blowing a nigga up. 9-11 all the time, damn, tell me what you need. Hold on, let me click over, MJ, what you see?
Yeah.
I see a stout thing. We're up to leave a hump up in your couch, man. One look at this bitch and make your mouth bang.
All right, man, what's going on, man? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Ready to chop up game with the family. Today's show is brought to you by the brand new book that's out right now called The Aha Moment, The Guide to Creating a Game Changer. You need to get that book right now at Amazon. Ask yourself a question. Why aren't people more successful? They haven't had that aha moment. This book by Corey, the author, will help you make that aha moment happen in your life. Get that at Amazon.com right now. And we're going to chop up some good game in the room, as we always do. The phone number is 818-850-5404, ladies and gentlemen. And what we're going to do, we're going to take that real quick commercial break. So don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back on Tariq Elite Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Have you noticed that men's clothing options these days have become very redundant? Have you grown tired of putting your hard-earned money into clothing brands that lack quality and have no creativity to your style? Well, that can be fixed right now with the brand new clothing line called Intrepid Genius. That clothing line will fill those clothing gaps, and it will have you looking very, very fly in the process. Check out their website right now at intrepidgenius.com. That's I-N-T-R-E-P-I-D. Genius. Look, everybody, stop what you're doing right now and go to legendarymix.com. If you are a recording artist, if you're a producer, if you simply have a friend that needs help with their music, then this message is for you. Legendary Mix is the number one online mixing and music mastering service on the net. Take advantage of their low-cost, high-quality mixdowns and professional mastering while prices are still low. Clients rate them as number one as the online music service. With over 13 years of production experience, they will deliver top quality results with great turnaround times. Contact LegendaryMix.com today. Mention Tariq Radio and save 10% off on your first order. Call or text 347-565-5892 or email LegendaryMix1@gmail.com. Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website, BecomeRichFamousFast.com. Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-5640. Call Kevin up, and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real, real tight game. So check out BecomeRichFamousFast.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You're going to hell, Shonda. Because you're a hoe.
Look, everybody. Oh. Oh, we're back. We're back. We're back. What's going on, family? Welcome back to Tariq Elite Radio. I'm your gracious host. My name is Tariq Elite Nasheed. Ready to chop up good game as we always do. By the way, if you haven't had a chance to get your Hidden Colors 4 DVD. You can go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Also, we got the Hidden Colors 4 official shirts available now at TariqElite.com. You get the official Hidden Colors 4 shirts. Go to TariqElite, TariqElite.com and get those shirts right now, ladies and gentlemen. So we're ready to chop up good game as we always do. Today's show, we're talking about when bedwinching backfires. There's been a lot of stuff that's happening where a lot of Negro bedwinches are getting wake-up calls. And now the bedwinching is starting to backfire on a lot of established Negro bedwinches out here. The game is changing. You know, at one point, being a bedwinch, you know, they thought there was some security with that. But no more. Doesn't work like that no more. The white supremacists, they're pretty comfortable with the system the way it is right now, so they don't really need you to run interference for them. They can use you, but they don't really need you no more, because the white supremacists are very, very comfortable with the situation they're in right now. And when you're dealing with an evil regime like the white supremacists, there's no real non-white collaborators. You can collaborate, but that's not going to save you. I mean, let's look at Nazi Germany. In Nazi Germany, when you had that evil Nazi regime, you had Jewish people who were collaborators with the Nazi soldiers and the Nazi regime. They would help the Nazis find other Jews and punish other Jews. There was one female in particular, Stella Kubler. That's her name. Y'all Google her, by the way. Now, Stella Kubler was a very attractive, very well-known Jewish woman who, during the time of Nazi Germany, her family and her, they were tortured. So she agreed, if they let her and her family go and not persecute them, she would collaborate and help the Nazis locate other Jews who were hiding and hiding their identity. She would help them find those Jews and go take them to those extermination camps. And for years, she assisted the Nazi government, posing as a double agent. She would go in and locate Jewish people who were hiding, and the Jewish people who were hiding would get executed, and she would get money for every Jewish person executed. She would get like $300 in German money at the time, but the Germans would give her money for finding Jews who were hiding. After all that, I mean, this woman helped them kill thousands of other Jews. This was a Jewish person who was a collaborator. And after all that, they still got this woman's family, Stella's family. They got her family, not her, because she was able to bounce, but they got her family, her mother and father, and still put them in them damn camps and exterminated them. So a lot of Negro bedwinches are getting that type of wake-up call. See, the Negro bedwinches thought that, well, we can just throw a little pussy at white daddy and we'll be safe. We'll just collaborate with white mommy and white daddy and just throw those men, because that's who you really want. You want the men, don't you? You want those men, so we'll help you get them niggas. And a lot of these women have been playing that Negro bedwinch game, and then when they start getting a wake-up call, seeing that other Black women, and particularly Negro bedwinches, are getting thrown under the bus. And understand, when I mean Negro bedwinches, I'm not talking about Black women as a group, because most Black women are not Negro bedwinches. The Negro bedwinches are a very distinct group. The Negro bedwinches are a very distinct group. But don't nobody trust traitors. See, we got that traitor thing that we've been trying to latch on to since Africa. Doesn't work like that. We'll throw that tribe under the bus and then we all end up on the damn boat in the same chains. Africans learn that the hard way. Jewish people who were collaborators learned that the hard way. They sat up there and they collaborated and found other hidden Jews, and then they ended up in the same extermination camp getting the same gas inflicted on them. So people who are designated as non-white in any particular environment, and in the German environment, they were classified as non-white, especially in 1935 during the Nuremberg trials. But there is no collaboration with evil if you're a non-white person. And the Negro bedwinches, they learn this the hard way. They always seem to learn this the hard way. There was a lot of Negro bedwinches out here throwing Nate Parker under the bus, the brother who has the movie called The Birth of a Nation that's coming out. They were throwing him under the bus because a suspected white supremacist female falsely accused him of rape and he was acquitted. And these Negro bedwinches were running to do interference for white daddy, throwing him under the bus anyway to give the white supremacists a shield. So when they started throwing that man under the bus, they can point to the Negro bedwinches and say, well, it's not racist because those Negroes were doing it first. See, these same Negro bedwinches won't say a word for black women who've been raped by white supremacist males. We put up a story on Melanoid Nation where there are black women who were raped by cops. Nobody's saying anything about that. Today, on Twitter, one of my favorite comedians, Leslie Jones, very funny sister, but a lot of people, the white supremacists have been going in on her, and they got mad because a white supremacist gay dude was harassing her, and his minions were harassing her, and his Twitter page ended up getting deleted. So as a retaliation, some of his white supremacist supporters, they've hacked this woman's phone and they allegedly put up some like nude pictures of her, and they're calling this woman all types of derogatory names. And see, none of these women's groups, and especially these Negro bedwinches, they're not really defending that sister. Not for real, for real. See, the thing is, man, the white supremacists, they're throwing us all under the bus. They're not giving black women a pass. They're not giving black men a pass. They're not giving black children a pass. They're not giving the Negro bedwinches a pass. So the thing is, there's one particular Negro bedwinch, Crystalline Karazin. Now, I've talked about her on the show before. She had a website called, I don't know if she still has it, the Beyond Black and White website. It's basically Negro bedwinch headquarters. This woman goes out of her way to throw black men under the bus. She has this thing where she tells other black women how you gotta find a white man, the joys of finding a white man and being in a relationship with white men and having children with white men. I mean, there's a whole movement that this woman has participated in and spearheaded. And just to give you an idea of her get down, let me play you a clip of one of her earlier shows. Let me stop my Mac in music for a minute, because I've talked about her on the show before and some of her fuckery. But here's a show that she did, a broadcast she did on Google Hangouts, where she was conversing with another Negro bedwinch, and they were talking about how great it was to be with a white man, and her and this Negro bedwinch were shitting on brothers. Just, this is an idea of what you're dealing with.
Listen, and I don't want to feel when I wake up tomorrow and it's just me and them.
Right.
Because
I don't either.
Exactly.
Because I don't feel secure. I don't feel secure.
Now that's Crystalline talking about she doesn't feel secure. She has more of the Valley Girl voice, and there's some husky voice bedwinch that's on the phone. I don't know who she is. I think her name is Brew Kellen Blue, something like that. I don't know who she is, but I'll look her up.
You can't feel you can't feel like these people are responsible. Look at how they act. I mean, here you have, turning it around full circle. Here you have this white dude, this abstract white dude, that you elevate just so they can, so that he can bring down, you know, your quote unquote women, black women. Who the fuck? I mean, to me, it encapsulated what I saw happen in real time is probably what has happened for millennia. What is
that? Yes.
Beginning.
Yes.
That they are so willing to sell women, sell black women. To the highest bidder, so
yes,
that they can look good, so they can get in, but they don't value. And this is a psychic, this is a genetic flaw.
Oh, now she's saying, this is Crystalline saying, that it's the genetic flaw with black men who have sold black women out
that I'm seeing right now. A genetic flaw.
Here's the deal. I said this in one of my videos. The black man, they call women like you and me bed wenches. The black men suck more white dick than anybody.
They really
cannot keep the white man's name out his mouth. You ask him about anything, and he's going to tell you about the white man. And my thought process is, well, since you've talked him up so much, now I'm interested. But you keep talking about him and how powerful he is. He won't let you do anything. He's keeping you from getting jobs. He's keeping you from getting an education. He's making you fuck black women and create babies that you walk away from. He's forcing you to be double dipping your dirty dick plate, pretending like you straight when you gay. So because this man got so much fucking power and he is able to kick your ass every which way but loose, now you got me interested. So you're the one who sent my ass over to the white man to find out what's going on there, because you can't fucking stop talking about his ass.
So it's the black man that's making these women bed wenches, because the black man, when you start talking about white supremacy and the white man this, she's like, well, he got all the power, so y'all done talked him up, let me go fuck him.
Anytime I come to you as a black woman, for black woman to black man, and say, listen, we need to have a conversation about what's been going on, and I have some questions about your role in it, the first thing he's going to fucking tell you is that the white man did this and white man did that. So if this is what you're going to do, then I'm going to be interested in this white man, because clearly he's the head nigga in charge up in.
Really? You were interested in him anyway. Stop it.
This bitch. You're not. So why would I come to you and submit to you when every time I ask you to be accountable for your shit, you telling me about him? So then that makes you a broker. Now you're an agent. You're not a patriarch. You are brokering patriarchy and trying to get a fucking commission out of my ass. No, so what I'm going to do is cut out the fucking middleman, since you keep talking about him, and I'm going to go straight to the head guy. I'm going to go straight to the guy who actually runs things. And if that makes me a bed wench, fuck you. It's your fault. Because every time I...
It's your fault. You heard it from her mouth. It's her fault. I mean, it's your fault, black man. It's your fault for making her a bed wench. If you say, hey, man, we live in this system. We're both in this system of white supremacy. Well, I'm going to go fuck Massa. It's your fault, okay?
Exactly.
I talk to you. You tell me about him. So my thought process is, listen, I'm a woman just like any other woman. You keep talking up another man, I'm going to go check that man out.
Exactly. Yeah, why is this...
Well, that's called a double dick clutch, but whatever.
That man's so important to you. Why is he so important to you?
Right, and you hate your own... Listen, you hate the seed of your own men. You see a woman with a black child and you think she's beneath you, that she's garbage because she has a child. A black child.
Not a mixed child. So here I am, exactly. So here I am with a black child or black women in my position who have a black child. You don't even value your own progeny. You guys suck.
No, they don't value their progeny. That's why they're so angry at you, because you found a white man who did.
Ooh, we mad because she found a white man. See, that's the Negro Bedouins. They got this thing because they can go find some little ratty white dude who usually it's like some ratty type of dude. They just mad because you got a white man. It's this thing where nobody really gives a fuck about who you date, but the problem is, once you date this white dude, you start sounding like a white supremacist, and then you start being double agents in black society. That's the problem that we have. I don't have a problem with any, if ladies, if you want to fuck 20 white dudes, I do not give a shit. But the minute you come back into the community talking about, well, this nigga is this, and y'all start running interference for white mommy and white daddy, that's a problem.
That's why I'm talking to you. Go back to their bloodline.
I can tell you, there's been a handful of times, less than five times, that Kayla has said, my husband is her stepdad. Because he...
Now, let me stop it. This crystalline chick, she has a baby by a black man. So now she's married to a white dude. And this is the poison that she's putting in this child's mind. She has a black child with a black father. And she has now has a white stepdad. And this is the fucking sickness that this bedwench is putting into the mind of this child.
Has been a father. What a father is supposed to do. To protect and provide for her. And when she says, she goes, when I get married, I'm going to have, he's going to walk me down the aisle.
Right.
Now, what does that say?
That one.
What does that say?
Yeah, but see, they're
going to. Ain't that what the DeBarge family said? Isn't that dad? He's white. He was the protector while he was molesting all the fucking kids.
They're going to come for you with that one now, too.
You know what? Fuck them.
Fuck y'all, black men. Y'all listen. Now listen to this. Now, when it comes to black men, fuck them. Fuck y'all. This is her about black men now.
I live in a 3,300 square foot house. Not because of me, but because of my husband, who is white. And why do I live in such a large house? Because he provided that. He did that.
Master did that. Oh, she's like, I live in a house. Who got it for me? White daddy got it for me. Boy, does that sound like a fucking slave or what? That's slave talk right there. That's typical grade A Negro bedwench talk. Yeah, of course, massa got you. We live in a system of white supremacy, so we all got to go to massa. And that's what it is. Don't sit up here and point your finger at another black person and say what they're doing and not doing. I mean, hell, being a damn bedwench, that ain't nothing new. You saying that like it's revolutionary. House niggas got to live in a house. Ain't your house. House niggas, when they used to have to get fucked, oh, the house was very nice. It ain't your house. Because if there was a divorce, you ain't getting shit. They make sure of that.
He works really hard for us. He provides really hard for us. And they can say whatever the fuck they want. I want to see what they're doing. What are they using and providing? What are they doing? All they have are dicks. All they have is their dick and their swag. No, you can miss me with that. You can miss
her.
Oh. Boy, she is dancing for Master, ain't she? She is dancing with Master, ain't she? And she said, all you got, black men, are your dicks and swag.
Your swag.
And here's the deal. The ones who have more to offer, we see what they're doing. That's why I tell everybody to go pick up his Marriage for White People, because he laid it out.
Okay, that's enough of that. So that was just to give you an idea of the Negro bedwench mentality of this crystalline chick. So she's known for that. That's her whole thing. This whole thing, black men bad, white men God. Black men bad, white man God. That's her whole shtick. And she congregates other bedwenches who think in the same vein. Now, she had a broadcast a few days ago where she was going to invite this white dude, his name was the Veganator or something like that. This white dude who has dated black women before, and she wanted to have him on the show to talk about the joys of swirling. But he got on the show and started shitting on her and started saying, hey, I ain't with that swirl shit. He started kind of shitting on black women. Now, that broadcast was deleted, but she made an apology video afterwards where this woman actually started crying. She started crying because this white dude who she thought was going to give up all of these props and accolades to the joys of swirling, he ended up shitting on black women. He flipped on her. And then he made a bunch of other videos saying he ain't with that interracial dating shit. He ain't fucking with sisters like that. He's dated sisters, but he's going to get him a white woman. We which is the mentality of most suspected white supremacists. I mean, that's how they think. They've always fetishized sisters. And white women fetishize us too. Let's be very clear. But let me play the clip of her doing her apology, where this is after the white dude dissed her, got on the show shitting on sisters, talking about he ain't with that interracial swirling shit no more.
Going to talk about right now. So, and I'm totally going back on what I said about like not battling people, which I don't. This is probably like my my statement.
Okay, now you notice the whole vibe sounds a little different now. Listen how humble she sound now. Now that the white dude then shitted on her. You know, the video I played before, yeah, fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck that black man. Fuck, oh, there was all, boy, there was a lot of confidence there with all that fuck the black man. Now that white daddy turned on her, a white dude shitted on her and said, hey, I ain't with that interracial dating shit no more. It didn't work out for me. I want me a white woman. Now she's humble as shit. She's tearing up.
The reason why I'm doing this video is not to battle, but to apologize. Because I had the Vaganator, the Andrew, his name is Andrew, on to do a contrary, a counter to, you know, why I don't want to, you know, why I don't want to swirl. And it was meant to be sort of just like a, you know, hey, not everybody's going to like you type of thing. You know, not everybody's going to be on your team. And, you know, you go where you're celebrated and not tolerated. And that was really the goal of me having him on the show, on my show. It was not to change his mind about what he, you know, what his preferences were, because that was never the goal. But, and I thought we had a rather civil conversation.
Well, she's really, really careful with them words. And she has tears in her eyes. When the white man shits on her, oh, you gotta really be careful with your words.
But since he was on the show, he has done probably 3 to 5 follow-up videos, and I've seen his subscribers go from 97 and double, like 100%. And it's not because he's so amazing talking about the vegan lifestyle and, you know, healthy eating and working out. He has found his success. He has found his voice bashing black women.
Oh, she's crying.
Oh my God. And I'm responsible. And I have to apologize. I feel so bad because I inadvertently.
Oh, Negro bedwench tears. Oh. Now that white daddy, the one you've been propping up, whose dick you've been sucking nonstop, he done shitted on you. Now all the world is over. Oh.
Got another person to pile on the whole nobody likes you, nobody wants you, you're so disgusting, black women, you should just kill yourself. And I did that. And what was really heartbreaking was that I have 40% of my fan base are men. And I observed video after video after video that this man made. And not one man, black, white, or otherwise, came to the black woman's defense.
Whoa, whoa, hold all the way the fuck up. No, 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 no. Didn't you just say, I played a video of you, black men ain't shit, we ain't protectors, so I might as well go get this white man. If you can't protect me, you can't provide, you can't do shit, you ain't shit, you just got dick and swag. Well, now we supposed to come to your rescue after you done shit it on us? I'm over here with all of this dick and swag. I can't make it over there. What? My dick and swag is in the way. That's what you said. That's all I have. How you want? No. It doesn't work like that. If you don't neglect on paying insurance, and when you get in an accident, all of a sudden you want to file a claim. Nah. You haven't paid no monthly premiums. You haven't showed any loyalty to black society or black people. You have not paid your insurance monthly. Now that your car has crashed, now you want to get this claim and file a policy and all this. Nah, don't work like that. No. Don't talk about how come we ain't coming to your rescue. You said, fuck us. We ain't got nothing but dick and swag. We can't protect you. The white man is better. Well, damn. You made that bed, put on your goddamn house slippers and your robe and just go ahead and lay in it.
Not one. And what I saw was gleeful delight from men of all races. And I saw black men going on saying, hey, you're so funny, I'm gonna send your videos to David Carroll at Tommy Sotomayor.
Don't mention Crispy.
You're gonna have 1,000 subscribers in no time. And I sat there and I watched that and I was like, oh my god.
Oh,
people really are successful by tearing us down. They can find their success. I sat there and I watched the Vaganator do a video yesterday of that on vegan eating or whatever. They got 97 views. And then he does another anti-swirl, anti-black woman, and in 16 hours he's got over 200 views and delight and glee from everybody. And I'm just like, it's not, the hurt is not for me, because I don't care. I have been bashed so much on YouTube. My goal has always been to uplift black women. And I feel so bad that I gave the platform to somebody else to hurt us. And then I was so disappointed of all the quote-unquote good men.
Dry your eye, baby.
Who sat by and did nothing and said nothing. And I saw black women run to their own defense only to be mocked to do so. We can't defend ourselves or we're mocked. And then there's nobody to defend us. And it's so heartbreaking
that my sisters really have no one. Oh, no. All that fuck them, fuck the black man. No. That's how it is. No, you sat up here and gave props to white daddy. He's your protector. Now he's not protecting you from the white supremacists. It ain't just black men. Notice that. Other white men ain't coming to your rescue either, are they? Well, nobody's coming. The black men. No. White men ain't coming to your damn rescue. That's the problem. That's what you're really crying about. All of these white male followers you have. See, they always throw the brothers under the bus. She's mad because all of these other white dudes who fetishizes her, they're not coming to her damn rescue, because that's part of the white supremacist code. They don't throw other white supremacists under the bus for nobody. That's what she's mad at. None of the white dudes are coming to your goddamn rescue. They have not dissed that white dude, the Veganator. They haven't said shit about him for you in your defense. I thought you said that the white dude was your protector. And he's your baby stepdad. And he's such a good stepdad. He got you on a nice, good old plantation. Come on.
and my heart breaks. Not for me, because I have a good life.
Aww.
My heart breaks knowing what I know, and it's for the other women. And I feel such regret about that. I really do. I want people to understand that I don't do this to get attention.
Yes, you
or
do.
To make myself more important.
Okay, okay, I'm tired of bedwinch tears. I'm tired. But y'all get the point. You get the point. I'm tired of hearing her bedwinch tears. God damn. All that fucking crying. Why, daddy, don't love me no more. Shut up. That's what you get. I'm not taking glee out of it. Welcome to the system of white supremacy. What the fuck? You thought you was exempt? What you thought sitting up here talking all that shit about black folks was going to somehow get you a nice little comfortable place in the big house where you're not going to get a beating every now and then? Oh, please. When the black folks going to wake up to that stupid ass shit? That never works. That has never worked. It didn't work in Africa. It didn't work with the Jewish collaborators. It is not working with us. It didn't work on the plantations. It doesn't work. We're both in the same damn boat, unfortunately. White mommy or white daddy ain't gonna save either one of us. That has never worked. Trying to throw other black folks under the bus for white mommy and white fucking daddy. That's not going to happen. It's never going to work. Bedwinching, that's why we mock bedwinching, because it never works. And then when bedwinching backfires, they come on down with the mush mouth, the snotty nose. Why didn't you help me? No. Oh, no. You said I just got dick and swag. And you were rubbing your nose. Rubbing our nose in your piss. And there's another video I want to play of this sister who went on, she was going to go on this little blind date, and she saw that the Negro bedwinch thing was not going to work for her either. Now, I don't know what this sister's name is. I saw this on YouTube, and she's a black female. She has on a gang of fucking makeup. Her makeup, you know how some of those chicks, their makeup is too light for their face? She's one of them kind. She got on some green contacts, a hazel contacts. She got like the number 2 yaki weave that's straight so she can try to look more exotic. This chick is from Dallas, and she's talking about how she met this white dude, I think on Tinder or something, and he turned out to be a white supremacist. So listen to this.
But I really wanted to share this with y'all. Okay, so anyway, y'all know I live in Dallas, and I had a bae, then I didn't have a bae, so I was kind of depressed because I kind of thought that me and him were going somewhere. So my friends were suggesting that I try out Tinder because that's an easy way to meet people. Because I don't get out very much and I'm not that friendly. I'm not that friendly. Like, I have a natural bitch mean face, so guys don't generally approach me because they think that I'm mean. So I was like, hey, you know what, I'll try it out. I never wanted to try out Tinder though. Like, it never was my thing, but I said, you know what, I'm gonna try it out. So I made me a profile and I instantly started getting like super likes and messages and stuff like that once I matched with other guys. So I matched with this one guy and he was white, and oh my god, like, he was so freaking fine. Like, I was like, oh yes honey, this is my dream man right here. And so we were messaging.
That's a dream man, just dreaming for a white daddy.
Messaging each other, and he told me that he was a Pisces as well, and I was like, oh shit, because I'm a Pisces. So I'm like, oh shit, I can't deal with any more Pisces. I've dealt with one. That nigga kept me in a hole for 4 years. I could not dig myself up out that hole. So I was like, I'm never messing with another Pisces ever again. But he was so interesting and intriguing to me. Like, the first thing he asked me was, have I ever read The 48 Laws of Power, which I have. But my favorite book by Robert Greene is The Art of Seduction, because, I mean, come on, I'm a woman, you know what I'm saying? So I need to know all of that. So he was like, he would buy me The 48 Laws of Power because I said I didn't have it anymore. And that's how the conversation started. So he seemed really into himself. Like, he was, you know, he knew that he was good looking. And that's one thing about Pisces men, when they know they fine, like, I'm a Pisces, and when you know you fine, it's like, I don't want to mess with you. He was very cocky, and it was very anti-seductive. So I was like, whatever, you know, we switched numbers and we were texting each other, and I was like, whatever, you know, I'm not gonna talk to him anymore. So weeks went by and we weren't like exchanging texts or conversing. So he went back to Tinder and messaged me on Tinder one night, and I had just got off work because I work at night now, and he messaged me, good night, Payton. So I was up, so I saw it, and I messaged him back, and he immediately called me. He was like, what are you doing up? And so we started this great conversation, which kind of went left, because he kept asking me, was I really who I am in the pictures? And I'm like, dude, I've sent you a video. Like, that's me. Like, I understand that people are very insecure about who they really are, and they catfish people all the time, but I'm me. Like, that's really me. I don't have any reason to lie. So he was like, all right. So, and his name was Stephen. That's when he was like, so what are you? Are you mixed? Are you black? What? And I was like, I'm other. And he was like, what?
Boy, that's Bedwinch 101. They ain't never black, are they? Oh, she's other. Okay, other what?
What's other? Other than what you think I am? Shit, what does that matter? You are attracted to me, I'm attracted to you. What does it matter what race I am? Why does that matter? It has nothing to fucking do with anything. It doesn't. It's just a freaking shade of brown. That's all it is.
Boy, they cannot say black, can they? Boy, a Negro Bedwinch will deny, oh, I'm mixed. I'm German, Irish, Dutch, Portuguese, Cape Verdean. I'm other. I'm lesbian. I'm bi. I'm everything but black. I'm a Republican. They'll go all over to get away from black.
Different shade of brown. So that kind of started a heated conversation, if you will, because I didn't identify with what he felt I should have identified with. That led him to start speaking out about things that I felt very uncomfortable.
And that's what, let me give y'all some game there. The white supremacists, when they're trying to find them a Negro bedwinch, that's exactly what they want. When they ask them what they are, that's one of their test questions. They know, he knows this is a goddamn black chick, but they like to hear them identify so they'll know how far they can go with their white supremacy. So the minute a Negro bedwinch starts talking about, well, I'm other, I'm mixed, I'm Creole, the white supremacists love that. They're like, oh, cool. So no, I can go to the second stage of white supremacy with this woman.
Conversing with him about. So that's when he started asking me, so have you dated a lot of black guys? And I was like, I mean, I wouldn't say a lot, because a lot sounds very bad in reference to like women dating. But I was like, I wouldn't say a lot, but the majority of men that I have been with have been black. Yes.
Now, let me give y'all some more game. A lot of white supremacist males, they don't, when they date women, any women, white or black, they do not like for them to have had a number of black men, preferably no black men, but they do not like for them to have been with black men at all, especially white women. A lot of white dudes, if they find out a white woman has been sexual with a black man, they just won't date them, period. Or this is why whenever you see these white women, when they get older and they get settled, and if something comes out about them having sexual relations with a black man, the white woman always say some shit like they were drugged. That's where all the Nate Parker, Bill Cosby shit comes from. When white women are in college, when white women are younger, they all say they got drugged And that's how they end up fucking some brothers. Oh, I took some drinks and I woke up and there was just dick residue all over and I didn't know. I smelled like Afro Sheen. I didn't know. It's that bullshit. All right. But the white supremacist male, they don't like white or black women to have been with a significant number of other black men. This is why a lot of the Negro bedwinches go out of their way to talk shit about black males, especially in the presence of a white man. Especially in the presence of a white man. That's why y'all know that video I played earlier of the crystalline chick, her and her friend, black men ain't shit, fuck them. They were talking all that shit. She spends all her time shitting on black males because that's what white men want to hear.
Other. And he was like, all right. So then he asked me, was I a catfish again? And then we get back to the question again. So you've been with a lot of black guys. And I'm like, why do you keep asking me that? Like, why does that even fucking matter who I've been with?
Because that's their thing. They want a pure bed wench. Go look at like the old episode of Roots. There was an episode where Kunta Kinte was going back to get this female that was on the boat with him. And she said to him, no, I'm saving myself for Massa. Massa don't want me laying up with nobody else, especially no other Negroes. That's Bedwinch 101. Go back to Donald Sterling. What did Donald Sterling say about his Bedwinch? V. Stiviano. Hey, what's all those black guys you got around you? Hey, you know, it's cool to invite a couple to my game, but don't be inviting all them niggas to my game. Why are you hanging around all those black guys? Why don't you act like a nice white girl? He's telling a black woman this. Remember that? Go listen to some of those Donald Sterling tapes. But that's what that's about. They don't like black women who've been defiled by too much Negro dick.
And he was like, I'm just saying, you weren't afraid of disease? Disease? What are you trying to say? You know, I wanted him to say it before I assumed. I said, what are you trying to say? He said, well, you know, black men just, you know, all they do is fuck. You know, they take pride in fucking a lot of different women. They're very promiscuous and they spread disease. I was like, wow.
Now, this is funny because the white supremacists, look, I travel all over the world. I've seen these white supremacists in other countries fucking with transsexuals, fucking with going to brothels, fucking with kids. I've seen motherfuckers up in Thailand holding hands with motherfuckers look like they're 10. So they got a lot of fucking nerve to talk about somebody being promiscuous. The white supremacists are the masters of fucking anything, everything that moves.
I said, where are you getting this information from? He was like, you know, it's everywhere. You know, you can find that information everywhere. I said, well, I think it's population control. I said, because if you go on CDC.org and you look up HIV and AIDS, you're going to see that it's predominantly in black communities where those black people are low income, unemployed, uneducated.
And another thing, most of the new AIDS cases are coming out of Eastern Europe, but let's just keep that on the low.
So to me, that sounds like a population control and genocide. He didn't think that I was that educated. I don't really think. I said, and I said, let me educate you. The next time you go to the library, since you like to read books, why don't you look up the book of STDs? I promise you, you won't see a lot of pictures of black people in that book. I'm just saying. Yeah. So then we went on into talking about the Black Lives Matter movement and how he felt that it was a terrorist group. I'm like, it's not a terrorist group.
He was doing all the testing. Oh, he was testing to see how much of a bedwinch she was. When they start talking about Black Lives Matter as a terrorist group, you're dealing with a full out white supremacist. He was trying to see how much of a bedwinch she was.
Because three women created that hashtag that turned into a movement So it's not a terrorist group. He was like, yes, it is. The Black Lives Matter movement targets white police officers and hate against white people. Okay. So what is the KKK? Is that not the same thing, but like opposite? So then he started talking about how black women mooch off the system and welfare was created for them. I'm like, no. Welfare was created for the poor white woman. It was not created for black. Well, now all you see is black women using up the system and mooching off the money. Like they know all they have to do is fuck, and they can get about $25,000 to $30,000 from the government. And all they need to do is just keep having kids. And then the black men are gonna leave their children. They're not gonna take care of home. So now you have black women with 6-7 kids mooching off the system, getting welfare and food stamps and all this free money.
And that's another thing about the white supremacy. See, the white supremacists, they require their Negro bedwinches to not only throw other black men under the bus, they require the Negro bedwinches to throw other black women under the bus. See, that was the white supremacist letting her know, Negroes and Negresses, you're going to have to distance yourself from all black people if you want to deal with me. That's all he was saying to her. All he was saying to her was, if you want to fuck with me, Mr. White Supremacist, you're going to have to distance yourself from other black people, because this is how I feel about black men and this is how I feel about other black women. But you're kind of special. And if you throw other black folks under the bus, then you can be with me. You can get the privilege of being with white daddy. That's all he was saying to her. And this is why the Negro bedwinches who go for that deal, they have nothing but vitriol for other black women too. That's why they don't really do shit for other black women. They pretend to be feminists. That's why I always called them pretend feminists. There's not a feminist bone in their body. They pretend to be feminists. They can give less than a shit about another black woman. They better not do anything for another black woman, because white daddy will get mad.
Money instead of getting a job. I was like, oh my God. How do we match? So I wasn't quite ready to give up on the conversation. Ironically, I'm still holding the phone after this man has said all these bad things.
Oh, Lord. And that this right here is the Negro bedwinch mentality. After all that, this sister said, well, I wasn't really ready to give up on it yet. That right there is the goddamn problem. This white supremacist done sat on the phone, shitted on you, shitted on black people, shitted on black women. And you're like, well, let me see if I can work something out.
Clear that he is a closet racist and he doesn't know, and he had the nerves to tell me that he was in the Peace Corps. How the fuck were you in the Peace Corps and you have this idea of a certain type of people?
That's what the Peace Corps is all about. The Peace Corps ain't about no damn peace. That shit is about colonization. They look for people with that mentality to be in the Peace Corps, so when they go to these so-called third world countries, they can go and drain the resources and shit on the people. That's why wherever the Peace Corps is, the people are fucked up. I know black folks, let that light bulb go off in your head once in a while. Damn.
You know, and I ended the conversation after he blatantly said that black men were animals. Blatantly said that black men were animals. They're nasty, they spread disease, and they're animals. And I could not fucking believe my ears. I had never heard anything like that. And it really just destroyed my image of tender, Dallas, how I feel about white men, because y'all know I like white men. I've never dated one, but I do like white men.
Still holding on to that bedwinch dream. And see, and when the white supremacist shit on you, you come to us. How come you didn't protect me? It don't work like that.
And it just destroyed my idea and image of like how I felt like things have changed and we are really moving into a better place. But it just seems like a lot of racist people are just coming out the closet now. And they're like, hey, it's so discouraging to live in.
Okay, that's enough of her. That's enough of her. So y'all get the idea. And it ain't nobody coming out the closet. These motherfuckers been out the closet. Because white supremacy ain't never stopped. White supremacy has never stopped. Ain't nobody coming out the closet. They've been acting like this. But that just goes to show the mentality of some of these Negro bedwinches out here. They hear all this shit, and it has to be an extreme for them to say, hey, I don't know about that, because she's never dated a white guy. She's been fantasizing about it, and she is the fear of the unknown. She's like, well, damn, if he's talking about black men are animals and he's shitting on black women, how is he going to really treat me? That's the only thing that's stopping her. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, it's Raymond. How are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing, Ray?
I'm good. I actually called you the last time. Remember, you were, I think, in London or Britain or somewhere like that.
I can't remember shit. There was a lot of people. I
I'm the one that commented that the damn phone number wasn't working.
Okay. So what's on your mind, Ray?
Nothing. I've had a lot on my mind. I'm 19, and you could describe me as quote-unquote woke as fuck. I like to use that phrase, but I fit that description. It's just a lot, you know, Tariq. I'm studying clinical psychology. I go to a predominantly white school. I go to a private school. I'm about 6 hours away from New York City. And, you know, people would rather live their whole lives as sheep than open their damn eyes. It's sad.
All right, Ray, I'm going to have you call back. This nigga, you ain't talking about a goddamn thing, Ray. I don't want to hear your life fucking story. The show is about to end. This nigga want to call up, act like he's in a damn therapist's office. God damn, let's get to the point. I'm about to end the show. I wanted to have some people chime in and say what's happening. Nigga, I'm not goddamn Oprah Winfrey. This nigga, well, I live
no, in New York. People are really...
What's up, man? Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
I'm sorry.
All right, remember, let me call back. This nigga, you ain't talking about...
Hey, you turn your radio down? Hey, what's up, man?
Tariq, what's up? Sorry about that, brother.
No, man, what's up? What's your name, man?
Yeah, what's up, man? This is Morpheus up in the room, man. I want to holler at you right quick, man.
What's on your mind, Morpheus?
Here's what's up. See, I know, man, like, you know, these females, man, they basically want to get on the winning team, you know? They abandon the black man, and they're looking at it like, well, this is a zero-sum game, so I want to be on the winning team.
Right.
So they abandon the black man and say, you know what? Hey, I'm going to stand on the sidelines until you get your shit together. You feel me? That's the way it seems to me.
Okay. All right, man. Well, that's your opinion, man. Thank you for the call, brother. Okay, I don't know what the fuck this nigga talking about. Let's get one more call. Y'all are not really good on the calls today. Y'all, I don't know what y'all talking about today. I know it's the end of the month. The good weed don't come into the first. So a lot of y'all are smoking the bullshit weed that they're out there selling on the streets right now. All right, what's up? Who's calling? One more time. Let's get one more time. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello. Hey, Tariq. It's Emmanuel.
What's up, Emmanuel? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Germany. What's up, man? Yeah. I'm just listening to your show.
Yeah, there you go.
And I just want to say one thing about this Negro bed wenches.
Yeah.
In Europe, there are a lot of Negro bed wenches.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them is so unbelievable. Like, if you bump into a black woman, they give you attitude if you're a black guy. And they only date white guys. It's unbelievable, man.
Well, yeah, you got a lot of sisters who go to Africa. I mean, go from Africa to Germany. And some of them will literally, they'll fuck the first white motherfucker they see when they get off the boat so they can have an anchor baby. They got that really big up there in Germany.
Exactly. I mean, it's kind of difficult. It's kind of really difficult to date a black woman around here. It's very, almost impossible, you know, because they have this attitude towards black men. It doesn't matter where you're from. They have attitude towards black men, and it's just disgusting.
Really. Now, where's your family from? What part of Africa are your family from?
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. How are things in Zimbabwe right now?
Not really good, you know. Let me just turn down my voice.
Yeah.
It's not really good because I think the political structure in terms of Robert Mugabe is driving, he has driven the economy the wrong way. You know, a lot of corruption.
Well, I won't put it all on Mugabe. They put trade sanctions on Mugabe, a lot of the West. They put trade sanctions
on Mugabe. They did. Yes, they did. Because what happened is, after 1980, right, they had an agreement that after 10 years, they would return the farms that were taken by the white man to black people, right? So what happened now is in 1995, I think it was Margaret Thatcher who went out and then Tony Blair came in. And instead of the British government giving the compensation to the white man, because that was the agreement was you have to give compensation to the white man and we take the land. What did Britain say? Britain said, nope, we're not giving you any compensation. That's why Mugabe had to forcibly take the land.
Right.
I mean, that was justified because
absolutely
they did not keep the word.
Absolutely.
Right?
And plus, Ian Smith, when they were running it as Rhodesia, they wanted it. They said that it was going to be a white supremacist regime. Those were their exact words. So, yeah, they
exactly. But I mean, what happened now after they took the farms? I think there was a lot of mismanagement. Basically, they should have managed it properly. I mean, they started stealing. They started distributing the land amongst themselves instead of distributing the land amongst the greater people. They took the mines for themselves, and you know, they just ran the country the wrong way. I mean, I admire his ideology, his policy of taking the land, but the way English things were managed, they managed stuff the wrong way.
Okay, but we always got to put things in the context of how the white supremacists, they put sanctions on them, they've sabotaged them indirectly, and they had to have new trade partners. But yeah, I don't want to get too deep in that, man. Email me so we can chop up game about that, man. I'm about to end the show.
Okay, brother.
All right, brother. I don't want to get too political here and just change the whole thing. But anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Y'all go to TariqElite.com. Get those Hidden Colors 4 t-shirts. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3 and all that good stuff. I will chop up game with you guys